You're listening to SBS News. Bert Newton was a popular and enduring figure in Australian show business with a career that spanned more than 60 years. It all started on Melbourne radio in 1952, before he spent decades on television at all four of the major networks. While he's perhaps best known for his on-air partnerships with other entertainers such as Graham Kennedy and Don Lane, Newton's own star shone brightly on Australian television, which saw him win the Gold Logie for the most popular performer on four occasions.
Oh, I'm so pleased. It's Bert Newton.
Bert Newton.
Bert.
The winner is Bert Newton.
Australian entertainment reporter Peter Ford puts Newton's success down to his strong work ethic and his masterful ability to venture off script.
Probably the best example of when you saw him doing that would be on the Logies for all those years, where sure there was a script, but he'd go off script all the time and go with the flow. But probably even more so when he was doing the morning TV show on Channel 10, which was a couple of hours a morning. And sometimes the guests were pretty boring, but he got this huge cult following during that time because people would switch on and say, you know, who's this, or younger people who didn't know who he was, would say, who's this sort of outrageous older man who's sending up the products and sending up the guests? And it was it reinvented the whole concept of what morning TV could be. So I think it was hard work and that ability to kind of make something out of nothing at times.
Newton won 15 Logie Awards, including the four Gold Logies, and he hosted the awards a total of 20 times.
Probably thinking to yourself, well, he's now doing morning television. Surely death is next. Molly is actually kissing my wife Patty over there. A first for both of them. Well, there you go.
When Bert Newton was in a television studio, fun and frivolity was his specialty, even when interviewing politicians such as former Prime Minister Paul Keating.
Do you sometimes see Bob Hawke as a silly old bugger?
No, I think he's I think he's an awfully decent chap.
While his career was enduring, so too was his marriage to former singer and dancer Patty McGrath. They wed in 1974, and 10,000 fans gathered outside the church in Melbourne. In the early 1990s, Newton had serious financial problems because of a gambling addiction, but a foray into morning television helped him to revitalise his career and attract a legion of younger fans. His TV credits include In Melbourne Tonight, The Graham Kennedy Show, The Don Lane Show, Good Morning Australia, New Faces, Bert's Family Feud and 20 to 1. Having first conquered radio and then television, Newton had a two-decade run in live theatre. Entertainment reporter Peter Ford says Bert Newton loved musical theatre.
He had like a 20-year run of doing these big musical shows, be it Beauty and the Beast or Wicked or the Rocky Horror Show, The Sound of Music, I mean, and a few others as well. And he was a great draw card to get people into the theatre, people who would not necessarily have been going to the theatre. They wanted to go and see Bert on stage. So that was a great sort of side career for him for so long. And he adored it. He adored doing live theatre. I think for him it was very reminiscent of the old days, the really old days of variety, where you'd have an orchestra and you'd have people dressed up in costumes. I think he found all of that once again, once he had this new career in live theatre going.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is among those paying tribute.
Bert was someone who invited himself into the living rooms of Australians at a time when appointment viewing, and we all used to watch the same thing at the same time, some will remember that, and he was such a welcome guest, and every time he came into our living rooms, we always looked forward to him coming back. He had a great sense of humour, and he understood probably better than most self-deprecating humour, which is a real Australian trait, and he had it down to a T.
In 2006, Newton was appointed a member of the Order of Australia for service to the entertainment industry, and he was named Victorian of the Year in 2008. Newton had serious health problems over the past decade, including having one of his legs amputated in May after suffering complications from an infected toe. He's survived by his wife Patty, their two children, and grandchildren. Bert Newton was 83. Greg Diet, SBS News.